People in Milwaukee, Wisconsin are puzzled about an act of violence there. Last Sunday, a mob of children and teens beat one of their neighbors to death. A 10-year-old is among those accused. The attack has the surrounding neighborhood looking inward, trying to understand what went wrong, and trying to figure out how such violence can be prevented. From member station WUWM, Anna Pinoka reports.
On the near north side of Milwaukee, where 36-year-old Charlie Young Jr. was killed, neighbors are still discussing the tragedy and planning how to address it. Residents say the streets here are eerily quiet. North 21st Lane, where Young was beaten to death, looks more like an alley than a city street. That's where Young was found late Sunday night on a porch, bloody and unconscious. Milwaukee County District Attorney Michael McCann says the community is still coming to grips with the attack.
It's sorrow for the deceased and his family, first of all. It's sorrow for these youngsters, for their families. It's sorrow for this community.
Several teens have been charged as adults with first-degree reckless homicide. A 13-year-old was crying as he left the courtroom after he was charged. A fourth grader reportedly involved in the beatings has been charged with second-degree reckless homicide, putting him in juvenile court. Defense attorney Craig Mastantuono says his 10-year-old client is on the football team and has steady attendance. Some police reports say the beating started when a boy threw an egg at Charlie Young, who then reportedly punched another boy, knocking out his tooth. Then a large group of boys started chasing Young, reportedly beating him with broom handles, tree limbs, and metal poles. He died of his injuries 2 days later. Milwaukee Common Council President Marvin Pratt says that kind of violence has shocked everyone here.
Where were the parents, we ask? Where were the adults when the man was beaten? Where were the people who believe we are our brother's keeper?
Pratt and other Milwaukee aldermen say it's clear something needs to be done about the level of violence. They're suggesting such things as additional police patrols and even talk of setting up an inner-city boarding school. Wanda Hayes lives next door to the house where Young was found. She knows some of the boys arrested and charged with the beatings.
I think the kids got caught up in this mob mentality. I think it got out of control. There were no adults around, you know, and these kids, it happened. It was out of control.
Hayes worries the incident will give people the wrong impression of her neighborhood, one where large new houses with immaculate lawns are springing up only a couple blocks south of 21st Lane. But Larry Moore, who heads a residents association in a nearby neighborhood, says people shouldn't be surprised by this attack. Take a moment, Moore says, to recognize the reality of these boys' lives.
The reality is that don't nobody care about them. No one cares if they exist or if they don't exist. Don't nobody care about their babies. I go out to the Children's Detention Center on a regular basis, and I ask 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 12-year-olds, why did you rob somebody with a gun? What am I supposed to do? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? I learned that.
Larry Moore says sometimes it only takes a spark to ignite the kind of fury involved in the Charlie Young beating. While some residents say they feel trapped in their homes, others insist the incident is an aberration.
Ms. Davis, do you have any ricotta cheese?
Jewel Davis runs a corner grocery store with her husband a couple blocks from North 21st Lane. Maybe now, she says, people will pay more attention to their kids.
I think that the parents have to know where their children are, what they're doing. And they shouldn't be out at certain times of night. They should be home.
Increased parental involvement is something community leaders and politicians are calling for. They say churches and residents need to step up and do more to make this neighborhood safer. Resident Wanda Hayes says there should be programs to engage kids who are roaming the streets for lack of anything better to do. But already she worries that when the attention dies down, so will all the talk about making this neighborhood a place where children don't roam the streets looking for trouble. For NPR News, I'm Anna Pinoka in Milwaukee.